follow me in the corner.
Don't.
Minister, it's his aide. Listen, we've got to talk to you.
Do you have an appointment?
An appointment? What are you talking about? You were just thrown out of a moving car. What happened?
I'm sorry. I cannot give out any information unless it is first approved by our press secretary.
Do you realize that you're dying?
I'm sorry, I cannot give you any information about that either.
Listen, we're control agents. We've got to find out who kidnapped your prime minister, and we've got to get him back.
Oh, I better make a note of that. He always wants to know in the morning what he's been doing.
Did you forget protocol? Tell us what happened.
There were two men hidden in the back seat. They pushed me out of the car.
Can you tell us anything at all about them?
Well, outside of the fact that they were amazingly ruthless, they were surprisingly polite.
Well, of course. After all, you're a stranger in this country. There is such a thing as good old American hospitality, you know.
You say they were polite?
Yes. Before he pushed me out, one of them said, "Fare thee well, and get ye lost."
Fare thee well, and get ye lost. Well, that narrows it down, 99.
To who?
Richard Burton or Laurence Olivier?
Yes, we've got to get him help.
I...
What did he say, Max?
He asked me to get my knee off his chest.
I don't know what I'm going to do about you. You bungle assignment after assignment.
I resent that, Chief.
Do you deny it?
No, but I resent it.
The kidnapping of the Bolivian Prime Minister can cause international repercussions. Now I have to go over to their consulate and apologize. Now what am I going to say to them?
Well, if you don't say anything, Chief, maybe they won't know that he's missing. And I'm certainly not going to tell them.
Now, Larrabee. If we don't rescue the Prime Minister, I'm going to see to it that you are held personally responsible.
Don't worry, Chief. We're going to find the Prime Minister. Say, that is a nice tie you're wearing there, Chief. But it has a little thread right on the end of it. I'll get it for you.
Don't bother.
Oh, don't bother at all, Chief. There we are. There, it's gone.
What is it, Larrabee?
I thought this might be important. The three motorcycle policemen that Max picked were found bound and gagged in a deserted warehouse.
Well, of course it's important. Why did you wait till now to tell me? Is there anything else?
They found a black leather jacket with a purple light insignia on it behind some packing cases.
Thanks, Larrabee.
Right, Chief.
Purple night? Wait a minute, Chief. Remember when the Prime Minister's personal secretary was thrown out of the car? He said that one of the guys who threw him out said, "Fare thee well, and get ye lost."
This is the break we've been waiting for. The men we're looking for are the Purple Knights.
Of course, the Purple Knights. The Purple Knights, it's got to be the Purple Knights. It's so clear now. Who else could it be but the Purple Knights? One question, Chief.
Who are the Purple Knights? They're a hippie motorcycle gang who are trying to escape reality by pretending to be like King Arthur and his men.
Well, do you think it's possible that Chaos could have hired them to kidnap the Prime Minister?
There's only one way to make sure. We'll have to get someone to infiltrate that gang and find out.
Oh, well, 99 and I'll go, Chief. Now, where could we find them?
They usually hang out on the west side of town, on D Street, a place called Dee Dee's Diner. Well, I've got to go over to the consulate.
Chief?
What?
That tie doesn't go with that suit.
Oh.
Hey, you are, Primey?
Like Chaos said, to feed thee well, man. And thou will eatest as well as us.
One chili dog.
And a pistachio moo juice.
Had to feed the foreign face, babe. Didst thou miss me, doll? Oh, forsooth, 'tis groovy to see by thy kisser how much thou lovest me.
Max! I thought you'd never find the break.
I didn't. I ran out of gas.
Hey, thou toolest the wicked bike, man. Where'd you learn to ride like that?
I took a driver education course. At reform school.
I dig it, your sled the most, man. Where'd you get it?
In Toledo. We stole it from a cop.
Yes, while he was riding it.
Who are you?
Well, you can just call me Wheels. The chick's name is Legs.
I'm Brute, the boss cat around here. And yon kitten is Doll Baby.
Well, nice to meet you, Doll Baby.
Wheels, thou shaketh hands the most.
Well, you don't exactly have a weak grip yourself.
Fuck her up, Legs. I want to meet thee next. Hey, thou hast strong arms, Legs.
Yes, well, now that the formalities are over, what do you cats do for kicks around here?
Oh, we duck through the usual constructive things, man. Like insulting the fuzz and terrorizing towns.
Can't do that. We do the same thing, only we terrorize taco stands.
You're putting us on.
Well, there are only two of us. We have to terrorize small.
Did he ever think of joining up with bigger gangs, Wheels? An important gang like us?
Give me one good reason.
Me?
Give me one bad reason.
Right.
And no thanks.
Forget it, man.
Forget it. Yes. Okay. Tell me, Brute, what do you guys do for bread around here?
Oh, we do a little job every now and then. Like we're for hire if the price is right. Thou diggest?
Hey, zombie! Put another $100 in the jukebox.
So what dost thou say, Wheels? Want to join up with us?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Doll Baby. I'll need a little time to think it over.
How much time, pretty boy?
That's plenty.
Not so fast, Dad. Thou canst not join the Purple Knights without first passing a little test.
Oh, a little test and terrorizing, eh? Okay, what'll it be, oral or written?
Well, let's just say it's a test by combat. A little jousting match. You dig?
Well, I'm not quite sure that I want to...
Hey, it's my turn. Thee must joust with me.
I accept.
The reasons of my own, Dad. Ye gotta do combat with me. Only first, we gotta take your measurements.
My measurements? Oh, for a club jacket, when I pass.
For a pine box, when thou fail.
Let the joust begin. The rules of combat.
Rules of combat. When Doll Baby signaleth, thou two jousters will rideth towards each other. First cat to knock the other cat off his sled winneth. The other loseth.
On the jousters.
Max, he's an expert at this. If he knocks you off, that's the end of us and our mission.
Don't worry, 99. I've had a lot of experience with these things.
Max,
jousters. Mount thy steeds and take thy places.
Knock it off.
Sneezed.
Max, we've got to do something. He's too good. You can't rely on luck forever.
There's only one thing we can do, 99.
What's that?
Cheat.
Oh.
St. Louis, 1962.
Good thing you won't.
Jousters, get these set again.
Doll baby, let's shake hands again.
I guess that makes Wheels a knight, huh?
For a day.
Okay, now hear me good, thou cats. This here knave, having lucked and cheated his way through trial by combat, is hereby dubbed a loyal and dishonorable member of the Purple Knights.
Like easy man that doesn't want to cause an accident.
Keep them busy. Now I'll have a chance to find out if they know anything about the Prime Minister.
Right, Max.
I toast thee, baby, to my knight in shining leather.
I'll drink to that.
All right, bring it up, you two. I feel like dancing.
Thanks, but I'm not in the mood.
Buzz off, Garlet.
Tell me, doll baby, what's a nice girl like you doing in a place like this?
Like living, man, now that I met you.
I thought you and Brute were terrorizing around together.
Not anymore. He terrorizes crew.
Yeah, he ain't got no class.
Like, wow. I just dig your way with words. That's why I flipped for you the second I saw you. You're not like the others.
Oh? What makes me so different from all the others?
Well, you're handsome, charming, intelligent, and absolutely fearless.
Exactly.
A shake of the mean hip legs.
Thanks, Bert.
Yeah, they're out the most. He can ride double with me anytime.
I dig you, Brute, but it takes an awful lot of bread to keep me in leather.
Well, now I got a bakery in yon room.
Show me.
Oh, patience, lass. Patience.
Listen, if you don't like it here, why don't you cut out?
You must be jesting, man. Brute will scrub anybody who tries to get out before he gets rid of that joker in the back room.
I see. Tell me, that joker in the back room wouldn't be a guy about 5 feet 10 inches tall, 150 pounds, black hair, green eyes, a black mustache, and carrying an attaché case with the seal of a foreign government on its flap, would he?
Like, yeah. How could you tell?
Yeah, lucky guess.
All we have to do is unchain the Prime Minister and get him out of here.
Right.
Max!
Don't tell me there's someone in those boots, 99.
There's someone in those boots?
I asked you not to tell me that.
Just where do they think you're going, man?
Yes. Well, you see, when I have nightmares, I always crawl in my sleep.
And what's thine excuse?
Mine? I've been traveling so long with Wheels, I share his nightmares.
They can both knock it off. I figured you two for a couple of phonies right from the start. You ain't like the rest of us.
Oh, really? What if maketh thou thy that? Why do you say that?
Ye don't need a haircut. I can tell ye from she without guessing. You called on 99. You know this cat's the Prime Minister. And you're wearing a shirt that says Control Bowling Team.
Well, I gotta go along with him on that. When the man is right, he's right.
Get him out of here!
No! You can't do it to him!
Thou wilt see, fair maid. We're gonna split.
And when we split, lady, so does your friend.
Hey, stay put, chick. Right where thou art. Thee I want nothing to happen to. Dig? Hey, Wheels. Aren't thou gonna wish us bon voyage?
You better reconsider, Brute. I'm warning you.
Aren't thou kidding, man? Hey, look, we got the Prime Minister. And Chaos will probably pay us double for getting a top control agent.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, because at this very moment, this entire area is being surrounded by 100 highway patrolmen with Doberman pinchers.
Like I don't dig, man.
Would you dig 4 deputies and a bloodhound?
Still don't dig.
How about a Boy Scout with rabies?
You don't grab me, baby. Well, see you in other parts, man. And I do mean parts.
Certainly, 99. You didn't expect a little thing like that to make me go to pieces.
But, Max, I don't understand. It's almost as if someone... Max, look, they're coming back!
Come on, 99. If it wasn't for this young lady, I wouldn't be here today. Doll Baby, I'd like you to meet the Chief. Chief, Doll Baby. Don't shake hands, Chief. Your wife would never forgive you.
Max, the Bolivian embassy already called to congratulate us on the safe return of their prime minister. He's ready to resume his mission.
Oh, that's wonderful, Chief. What is his mission?
He's here to borrow $20 billion from our government. After what happened, we're lucky his country still wants to take our money.
What would be so terrible if they didn't?
I'm surprised at you, Doll Baby. If they didn't take our money, they'd have no reason to resent us. And if they didn't resent us, we could never really be sure that they were our friends.